A drunk driver slammed into 20-year-old Hal Elrod's car at 70 miles an hour. He broke 11 bones, died for 6 minutes, and doctors said he'd never walk again. Years later, cancer struck with a grim 20-30% survival rate. Most would crumble under such weight. Yet Elrod discovered something profound through these trials. Miracles aren't random gifts from the universe. They're creations born from two deliberate choices. While millions read his best-selling book, The Miracle Morning, he noticed something troubling. People were becoming personal development junkies, collecting knowledge like trading cards, but never cashing them in. They'd feel inspired for a moment, then return to their old patterns. The missing piece wasn't more information, it was a formula for turning knowledge into transformation. What separates those who achieve the extraordinary from those who merely dream about it? We've been sold a lie about miracles, passive windfalls like lottery wins or chance encounters. But there's another category, tangible miracles you actively create through deliberate choices. Think of J.K. Rowling, rejected by 12 publishers, writing in cafes while broke. Or Jay-Z, who grew up in a housing project and built a billion-dollar empire. These weren't accidents. They were engineered outcomes. History's game changers, Marie Curie, Elon Musk, Oprah, didn't wait for permission or perfect circumstances. They tapped into something most of us forget we possess, limitless potential. The miracle equation distills their approach into two decisions that run counter to human instinct. We naturally let past failures dictate future expectations and choose comfort over growth. But when you consciously commit to unwavering faith and extraordinary effort, something shifts. These decisions create a self-reinforcing loop. Faith fuels action, action builds confidence, confidence deepens faith. From the outside, this looks like luck. From the inside, it feels like finally accessing capabilities that were always there. At 21, Elrod faced an impossible challenge. Hit $20,000 in sales in just 10 days, not the usual 14. Self-doubt crept in until he remembered his mentor's words. The purpose of a goal isn't to reach it, but to become the type of person who can achieve any goal. He made two commitments: maintain unwavering faith that $20,000 was possible, and put forth extraordinary effort every single day. No new techniques, just these two principles. He hit his goal. Then he taught this approach to dozens of colleagues. Nearly every person created their own miracle. Robert Arauco, a college student, set a $30,000 goal and sold over $31,000, with $6,000 in the final hour alone. The formula worked beyond sales. Angela May went from $12,000 annually as a barista to seven figures. Brandon LaBella completed the NYC Marathon on crutches with a torn MCL, setting a world record. After examining countless success stories, a pattern emerged. Not a single person achieved significant goals without both unwavering faith and extraordinary effort working together. As children, we believed anything was possible. Becoming an astronaut seemed entirely reasonable. Then we learned to be realistic, absorbing others' limiting beliefs. Our prehistoric brains, designed to spot predators, now treat opportunities as threats. When possibilities arise that could transform our lives, internal alarms sound. We mentally rehearse everything that could go wrong, and minor setbacks feel insurmountable. Most people don't truly believe they deserve more than they currently have. There are two types of entitlement. Enlightened entitlement, the healthy belief that you're as deserving and capable as anyone else, and misdirected entitlement, laziness masquerading as deservedness, giving yourself permission to slack off because you've been pretty good. Negative self-talk runs on repeat. I'm unworthy, I'm unlucky, I'm too busy. We point to past failures as proof of our limitations rather than seeing our capabilities. From childhood, we're taught to think small, follow other people's rules, and distrust our instincts. We see extraordinary success as something only different people achieve. The path out requires embracing unwavering faith and extraordinary effort. Every negative emotion you experience is self-created and completely optional. Lying in a hospital bed with 11 broken bones, Elrod discovered a profound truth. Resist reality and suffer, or accept it unconditionally and be free from emotional pain. His manager, Jesse Levine, taught him the 5-minute rule. When something doesn't go as planned, set a timer for 5 minutes. Feel your emotions fully. When it goes off, say, "Can't change it," out loud. This acknowledges that resisting unchangeable circumstances creates needless suffering. Acceptance doesn't mean happiness, it means inner peace. All emotional pain comes from one source, resistance to what cannot be changed. Devin Taylor heard Elrod speak and got a tattoo reading, "Can't change it." For 10 years after her father's death, she'd been deeply depressed, in therapy on antidepressants. Then she realized her depression stemmed not from his death, but from her constant resistance to that unchangeable reality. What seems devastating now often becomes our greatest teacher. What if failure were impossible? Here's the paradigm shift. The real purpose of every goal isn't to achieve the outcome, but to become the type of person capable of consistently achieving significant goals. This removes the fear of failure that limits most people to pursuing only what seems probable rather than what's possible. As Jim Rohn taught, you cannot fail as long as you're growing. Who you're becoming is always more important than what you're doing, yet what you're doing determines who you become. Consider lottery winners versus entrepreneurs. Lottery winners often face bankruptcy because they lack the character to maintain wealth. Successful entrepreneurs persist through failures, building sustainable businesses over years. Immediate results don't provide enough time for the self-development necessary to sustain success. At 19, Elrod abandoned his $10 per hour radio job for commission-only sales, earning $3,000 in 1 week, creating an entirely new paradigm of financial possibility. To improve your life, you must first improve what you habitually think about. Set goals as big as you want, but focus on one at a time. Research confirms multitasking reduces effectiveness, dividing focus creates minimal progress, leading to unrealized potential. Facing mortality clarifies priorities instantly. When diagnosed with cancer, Elrod claimed family came first, yet his schedule revealed painful truth. He worked 60-plus hours weekly and traveled constantly. After diagnosis, he radically changed, starting at 4:30 a.m. with his miracle morning, then waking his children at 6 a.m. with cuddles and affirmations. When determining your top priority, ask, which goal will develop the qualities I need to achieve everything else? This should propel you toward becoming a miracle maven, instilling discipline, resilience, unwavering faith, and extraordinary effort. Before attempting anything outside your comfort zone, establish safety nets, monthly missions, engineered environments, accountability resources, miracle mentors, and public commitments. The Miracle Equation 30-Day Challenge transforms these concepts into practice. Determine your mission, predetermine your process, specific daily actions moving you toward results. Schedule daily affirmations, your process, and accountability. Assess progress daily. You already possess everything needed to live as a miracle maven. Only two decisions stands between you and moving your biggest goals from possible to probable to inevitable. Stop waiting for miracles, start creating them.